you so frantic? Seriously? We've been over this. You have nothing to worry about. We've studied so hard for the test. I know you're going to pass it. We've taken 100 of those online practice tests, and you're able to nail every single one of them. Oh no, 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 no. You can't back out now. I spent all week buying food, some blankets for you, and other stuff. I'm really excited for you to finally move in. Aren't you? Okay. How about I ask you some of the questions Nancy on the test? I'll help you. Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up. Alright. This should be easy. Alright? Just stay focused. Alright, true or false? Saskatchewan is the only province without a natural border. Exactly. That's true. It's crazy, isn't it? It's kind of what separates us from all the other provinces. Alright, next question. This should be an easy one, too. What's the capital of Saskatchewan? Yes, Regina! Oh! When you get here, I have to take you to the Royal Saskatchewan Museum. It's one of my favorite places to visit while on my days off. They have this super cool T-Rex model. They call him Scotty. Said to be the largest T-Rex ever. Although the model is only 65% complete, there are some parts of his fossil that's missing, but when you get there up close, it's so fascinating. Oh! They even have a robotic T-Rex, so you can hear the roars and he greets you. They call him Mega Munch. Oh my gosh, and there's also this pizza place not too far from where I live. You have got to try their pizza. They're really known for their deep dishes. I'm obsessed with their pizza. It's to die for. I'm sorry, I got completely off track. Okay, here's another question. What's the province's main industries? Mm-hmm. Oh, so close. You got the first two, right? It's agriculture, mining, and the last one is energy. Come on, don't let that get you down. You still got this. What can I do to take your mind off these gnaws you're having? Okay, how about I tell you about some of the food I had today? I wanted to have you try some of the most iconic food we have to offer, but I can barely remember the recipes my grandmother taught me. I sat on the phone with her for hours, trying to make sure I got it right. Then spent another few hours in the kitchen trying to remake it all. The first thing I tried to make was shishlisky. Oh, it's so good. I can't wait for you to try it. It's lamb on a stick, marinated in salt and onions. Sounds delicious, right? My grandmother always told me the secret to making it taste good was mixing it together with your hands. I'm not sure if that's true, but I also don't want to make it disgusting, so I'm not going to debunk it. The other thing was dry ribs. No, it's a little different than what you used to over there. It's deep-fried pork, actually. It isn't coated in barbecue sauce or anything, but I dip it in ranch sometimes. Do not give me that tone, okay? It's good, I promise! The last thing I tried to make was a Saskatoon berry pie. I had it all the time as a kid. I see I have your attention now. Yes, it's amazing. And if you top it off with some ice cream, you'll be in heaven. Look, is any of this rambling helping at all? I didn't mean to make this about me or anything. I just wanted to try distracting you. Help you think about something else to calm your nerves. Look, I get why you're so nervous. This is quite a big deal. But look, I'm rooting for you. You have me in your corner. This is just a test that I know you're going to absolutely slay. You studied harder than anyone I know. There is no way you're going to fail. I don't remember saying this much when I was in school. You're smart and you're very, very capable. Yeah, I guess all that does make you a nerd. But you're my nerd. I nerd I want to be able to hug from every night from now on. Now get some proper rest, and you can call me tomorrow morning before your test. Me? I'm going to make sure my place is in a complete pigsty from when you get here. Shut up. It isn't funny. Okay, I'll talk to you later.